today at a briefing on Capitol Hill, members of Congress heard from Pakistani civilians whose lives have been affected by U.S. drone strikes. You'll remember last week there were two separate reports documenting claims. Today's event, organized by Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson of Florida, also highlighted a new documentary that features some of the victims. Here's Rafiq Rehman in translation from the film Unmanned, America's Drone Wars.
My mother was brutally killed. I used to discuss all my problems with her. She used to console me, and I would forget my worries. My family has been destroyed since my mother was killed.
Rafiq's story was one of those represented in a report from Amnesty International. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson joins us now. And Carrie, you were at this meeting today, and this is reminding us of when Afghans came to the U.S. in August to testify at that trial of a U.S. soldier. They seemed pole-vaulted from their rural villages into modernity. What was it like today? Who are these people?
So the people who traveled to the U.S., Robin, for the purposes of this congressional briefing, were members of the same family. Rafiq or Rehman, the father, who's a primary school educator, and two of his 11 children who were injured in the same drone strike in October 2012 that killed his mother and their grandmother. The two children were 13, a boy, Zubair, age 13, and a daughter, Nabila, age 9. She was very shy. Her older brother was a bit more forceful, and he could also understand some English. I noticed a couple of times he was jotting down call letters of NPR and CNN and some of the other camera crews in the room as well.
Well, what were some of the other things they said?
So they talked a lot about the circumstances surrounding this strike. Robin, this strike occurred October 24th, 2012, the day before the Muslim holiday of Eid. And the children's grandmother had asked them when they got home from school to go out in the field and help her collect some vegetables for the following day's feast. When they were outside for a while, they noticed the blue skies had darkened. They heard a couple of sounds, which they described as dum-dum, and then two separate missiles struck, killing their grandmother and, in essence, blasting her to bits and injuring about eight children, including two who testified on the Hill today. Mm. The boy, Zubair, has shrapnel in his leg, and the daughter, Nabila, had to have surgery on her hand for a hand wound. Mm. They say they're okay now physically, but they're still quite afraid to go outside. They don't play sports outside the way they used to, they said, with their cousins and friends. And in some cases, they're afraid to go to school because of these drones they hear hovering overhead.
Yeah. Well, terrible stories, but as we know, the Obama administration argues that drone strikes are necessary and legitimate. Other supporters of the drone strikes say it's better than an invading army or a bomb dropping from the sky. More pinpoint, more surgical is the word that's always used. Remind us what the study said.
Yes, Robin. So the study identified several, by degrees, several more civilian casualties in both Yemen and Pakistan than the U.S. government has owned up to. The reports and estimates vary wildly. White House spokesman Jay Carney said last week after these reports emerged that there is a wide gap between the U.S. government statistics on civilian casualties and the reports and numbers from these human rights groups. But he has not offered specifics. And in fact, Robin, it's important to note that this program in many ways remains covert. The only two strikes the U.S. government has ever acknowledged involved the killing of American citizens in Yemen. They've never acknowledged formally striking in Pakistan, as this case involved.
Well, meanwhile, Carrie Johnson, what's your sense of the impact of this family traveling here to tell their story? Could you tell from lawmakers if this was going to make any kind of difference?
Well, Congressman Alan Grayson, the Democrat from Florida who organized the briefing, at a couple of different moments, Robin, was in tears talking to the family and apologizing for what happened to them. Four other Democratic members of the House showed up, and many of them pledged to try to do their best to do more oversight and push the Obama administration to release more data about these strikes and more of the legal underpinnings for the strikes. So this is a conversation, they said, that's only beginning, but they intend to carry it through certainly into next year and to try to keep up the pressure on the White House on this.
Any sense of the success they might have?
Well, Robin, just last week, Jay Carney, the White House spokesman, indicated that in the government's view, these strikes were far more precise than coming in boots on the ground with conventional weapons and killing many more civilians. There are fewer strikes in Pakistan, but the government has not indicated it's going to turn away from this strategy altogether.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.